shed a tear for country music. Taylor Swift puts out a new album next week, but she has left Nashville, moved to New York, and left country music behind. It's a pop record. But many other artists are keeping at least one foot, if not both, in country, which we're going to talk about with NPR Music's pop critic, Ann Powers. She's here with some recommendations for some new music. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. And I guess we should mention this is not necessarily country for the absolute purist. This is Nashville country, but it's country.
Country music, Steve, has always been more eclectic than many people think. You know, I mean, it's rooted in the connection between rural white folks' music and the blues. And it's taken from soul and rock and all sorts of forms over the decades. So really, country eclecticism is nothing new.
Well, let's get some of these recommendations here. The first is a group called Little Big Town. Who are they?
Little Big Town is one of the biggest vocal groups in country right now. They've been around since 1998. Their sixth album, Painkiller, comes out this week. I feel they could really have a pop breakthrough, maybe the biggest one of their career with this album.
You say it's over with a middle finger, but then you're calling before I turn off my ringer.
Rhyming finger with ringer. I like that.
Yeah, the songwriting is witty. You know, it's right down the middle country, but then it's totally Sheryl Crow to me. You know, it's totally California pop. And I think Little Big Town really stands for new Nashville right in the middle of the mainstream.
So who else are you recommending?
Well, Steve, here's a record that I and everyone else who loves country music is loving right now. It's called American Middle Class. It's by Angelina Presley. Angelina Presley is from a coal mining family in rural Kentucky, and this album is really about growing up in a place like that, what it's like to live in the rural South today.
Only had one little pair of stonewashed jeans with a label on the back. I'm a product of the never give up American middle class. Tear this poor house down.
You know, I should mention this song begins with an older man speaking about his life in the coal mines.
That's her father, actually. Angelina went and recorded conversations with her father to try to get to his story.
You got one more artist for us.
Well, I love this guy. This guy's name is Sam Hunt. He grew up in Georgia, played college football, tried to play pro football, but he didn't make it. Ended up in Nashville writing songs for people like Kenny Chesney and Keith Urban. And now
this is sounding like a country music plot all of its own.
But when you hear the song, I think you'll hear the sound of the young South and definitely young Nashville, because Sam Hunt really mixes in hip-hop and R&B influences in a very natural way.
There's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Steve, the best artists are connecting with tradition and upholding country music's legacies, but they're also bringing in so many different elements that are just very natural to their lives.
NPR's music critic Ann Powers, thanks for bringing along your music.
Steve, it's always a pleasure.